M. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The southern border is bursting at the seams with tens of thousands of migrants hoping to cross into the U.S. As soon as a Trump-era COVID rule expires at midnight, volunteers like Andrea Rudnick are handing out food in Brownsville, Texas.
We want their experience in the United States to be a good one, where they feel comfortable, where they feel safe.
But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells CBS News Radio new Biden administration restrictions will make it difficult for them to stay.
Those who do not claim a basis to remain in the United States will be returned. Those who do claim a basis and do not succeed, they will be removed.
Former President Trump spoke about everything from the debt ceiling to pardoning January 6th rioters during a CNN town hall in New Hampshire last night. He was asked if he owes his former Vice President Mike Pence an apology over the 2020 election results.
No, because he did something wrong. He should have put the votes back to the state legislatures, and I think we would have had a different outcome.
Just a day after he was hit with federal charges of fraud and money laundering, an embattled New York Republican is on the move. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
George Santos was released on $500,000 bond, and he says he's heading back to Washington. But he'll be returning with some diminished support. Last night, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he would not back Santos's bid for re-election.
The only suspect in the disappearance of an Alabama high school student almost two decades ago is being extradited from Peru to the U.S. CBS's Wendy Gillette has the update.
Yoron Vandersloot remains the primary suspect after Alabama high school student Natalie Holloway disappeared while visiting Aruba with her classmates in 2005. Now he'll be sent to the U.S. to face charges for extortion and wire fraud, accused of trying to extort hundreds of thousands of dollars from Holloway's mother. He's currently serving a prison sentence in Peru for murdering 21-year-old Stephanie Flores in his hotel room.
The era of mass shootings at schools has triggered a new rule in Grand Rapids, Michigan. No backpacks allowed. Comes after a third grader brought a loaded gun to class, Principal Michael Tomasma.
Now, I'm frustrated, I'm upset, and I'm passionate about keeping our kids safe. I'm happy that we didn't have a tragedy, but I'm frustrated that parents are not listening.
Schools in Flint, Michigan have also banned backpacks. Researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder have developed a digital nose. It uses lasers to sniff out COVID in real time. Big pluses, it could ultimately be used to detect cancer and lung disease. S&P futures down 5. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The maximum penalties just doubled in Wisconsin for carjacking and reckless driving. Those crimes have spiked in recent years in Wisconsin's biggest cities. There's a bill to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent. It got a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Douglas Balcewicz killed his wife Johanna in 1997. He was sentenced to 80 years, but he was freed last year. Johanna's sister Karen Cannenberg says the family was caught off guard.
Who'd think that this man, after his 80-year sentence, is being released after only serving 24.
Among other things, the Republican bill would make the state parole board subject to Wisconsin's open records law. In sports, this year's NFL schedule is out. The Packers open the season at Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I'm joined by a young lady that I'm very excited to be introducing to you, Miss Tiffany Nguyen. She's a marketing and communications professional, and she's really engaged and involved in community activities in our city. It is with that backdrop that I want to say good morning to you, Miss Tiffany Nguyen. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on today. This is a pleasure.
Yeah, you know, just so happens that your dad is one of my favorite friends in all the world.
Yes, he talks very highly of you.
Yeah, well, good morning to you, Kyra. I know you're listening, man. I'm honored to have your daughter on the air. You know, Tiffany, I wanted to talk about, an unfortunate situation that occurred, I think it was in last January, where a six-year-old boy got a hold to a gun, carried it to school, and shot a teacher in the abdomen. And he didn't kill her, shot her through the hand. And as we got a chance to look at now, you know, backtrack and see the things that are happening and occurring, you're a mom. What? How could it possibly be? I mean, can you? I know you can't put yourself in the footsteps of that mom, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah. So the reason this story has resurfaced, though, is because the mom was on Good Morning America yesterday, and so she came out, you know, under the advisement of her lawyer, because now, you know, she has a lawyer now,
right?
Because she's being charged. Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's being charged with a felony, and she's saying, you know, that her child had ADHD and he felt ignored.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting to me on many levels, right? I do have a child and he is in elementary school. We give him the attention that he deserves and that he needs. And, you know, if a child feels that, and if he feels ignored, or if there is a situation where a child feels ignored, then what are we doing as parents to comfort them or to give them the attention that they deserve and that they need, right? It shouldn't have to result in, she also said, you know, that because he felt ignored, that he had a tantrum. But when does a tantrum turn into a shooting at 6 years old?
When somebody leaves a gun available for a six-year-old to get, believe it or not, I know this is hard to believe, but I was a six-year-old once before. right?
Okay. Yes, yes. All right. We all were.
And my parent and my mother, number one, wouldn't tolerate tantrums.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No.
If your child is having tantrums, that's on the parent. I'm sorry. You there's something you're doing that's not right. Our phone line's open, by the way, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. But people may say, you're being awfully critical of this poor mother. But what she had to say opens the door.
Absolutely.
For people to second guess her and question her. Would you agree?
I agree. I mean, when I read the headline that she said her child felt ignored, and that was the reason behind why he shot his teacher, I mean, I was baffled. Like, this is what we're saying, why this child, and that he has ADHD, and, like, this is the story. And it's not that I'm judging her. I'm not judging her at all. Listen, but what I am saying is maybe that's not the narrative. And yeah. I don't know if I got on Good Morning America, that would have been my narrative.
Well, you know, number one, you leave yourself open to be judged mm-hmm. when you say, I've got a 6-year-old who felt, you know, like he wasn't getting enough attention. If your 6-year-old is not getting attention, who is that a reflection of? Not the 6-year-old.
No.
So the fact that you would go on television and say, well, my son felt like he wasn't getting enough attention. Maybe she didn't understand how that made her look.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I don't know how that could have
possibly
thought
been
that
right.
would help to her defense.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't understand either. But what it does say is, yes, are there children in the society? And I don't even know at 6 years old if they could even understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, I'm not getting enough attention. I can just see it, right? Hey, Mom. Hey, oh, yo. Hey, Mom. What's going on, Jack? Hey, I'm not getting enough attention over here.
Right.
6 years old?
Yeah.
You know, I've got three sons. They were six years old at one point in time. I couldn't ever imagine them saying, I'm not getting enough attention at six. And if at 6 years old, they're not getting attention, you need to look in the mirror. Because they need a lot of attention.
Yes, they do.
At that level. You're a mom.
Yeah.
You know, as a dad. Your thoughts on the fact that, you know, a kid that's not getting enough attention at 6 years old.
Yeah, so, you know.
Even if you're working mom, right?
Right, right. We do know that. And, you know, I often hear this, and we often hear this in our families and among each other, that kids will act out if they feel like they're not getting enough attention, right?
Right.
And that's how they get the attention, right? By doing things that they normally would not do or things outside of their character. But I think to take it to a level at 6 years old to actually go and get a gun and take it to school and then shoot someone, that is a different type of acting out. And that's what needs to be addressed, because are we coming into an age where first of all, how do we allow this to happen?
Yeah.
Right? How do we allow this to happen? How did we get here? That a 6 year old, this is a form now of acting out in 2023, you know, for a child.
Right.
How did we get here?
Well, so your point is valid, because it coincides with the conversation that's being had almost every day, 24 hours mm-hmm. a day, 7 days a week, about our infatuation with guns,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think part of this, too, Tiffany, is in this instance, she's got a husband sitting right next to her. And it's not as if this is a single mom.
No.
It's right. His fault as well as hers. Because if he's got a 6-year-old son who's not feeling supported or loved or whatever concocted idea that they came up with.
Right.
And as I'm watching him, he certainly seemed to be kind of clueless that this is a reflection of him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if my wife, because they said his wife had the gun, it was her gun.
Right.
But he's just as guilty. He's in the house with her.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
If he knows that she hasn't taken the precautionary steps that need to be taken in order to make sure that that gun is secured. You can't say, my wife did that. Well, come on.
Right. They both have to take responsibility for securing the gun.
They both have to take responsibility for securing the gun. And what it says, too, though, Tiffany, is this is not the first time a child got access to a gun and wound up either killing themselves or someone else. But it is the first time that I can ever remember of the child understanding how to take a gun to school. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that the school had been warned.
Yes.
I mean, how do you... And the fact that they didn't search.
They did not.
I know, but you're searching a six-year-old kid for a gun?
Right. That may be a bit unbelievable. If you came to an administrator with that, right?
Right.
And so... That also brings up a few other issues is that right now we live in a day and age where you always have to be vigilant, right? Even with children. And that is sad, right? So if you do get a warning of something, I think it's always best to check it out now because you just never know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I keep telling people, I spent the last 12 years or so in the school system. Mm-hmm. Looking at children, watching children, and, they search children as they come through. They don't search them. They have these metal detectors, but they don't do that with children. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a six-year-old
child. It's unfathomable.
Yes.
It is.
It's a baby, right?
Right.
A six-year-old is still a baby to me, right?
Absolutely.
And so they don't check six-year-olds. They don't make them walk through metal detectors. I bet at that school from this point forward they will.
Yeah.
But just the fact that, I can understand mothers who are overwhelmed, and I always talk about mothers who are alone and raising their children alone without support. And how difficult an undertaking that is, that she's got to work, she's got to provide all these things, because in many instances, there are mothers who don't get support from the child's father. Sure. And so they're doing all that they can, and then something like this occurs or happens, and my heart bleeds, because raising a child... It's tough enough with two people.
Yes, it is.
But a single mom, mm-hmm. You kind of understand it a little bit more than I do with a husband and a wife, mm-hmm. right? Who should be able and should have known better.
I agree. I think, again, that this story, it comes to a point where you're like, how did we, again, as society, how did we get here? And then... to be talking about a six-year-old who actually went to school and targeted an individual that they meant to target at 6 years old.
So, there's another story that we want to talk about after we go to a break.
Yes.
Got to go to a break. I'm joined by Ms. Tiffany Nguyen. She's a marketing and a communications professional and really engaged and involved in our community. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 55. Overcast. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 69. Chance for scattered rain showers. Saturday and Sunday, 69. Saturday, 60. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Tiffany Nguyen. She's a marketing and communications professional and a big community advocate in the city of Milwaukee. And man, that Michael Jackson, you know, I mean,
a legend.
Yeah, but his music and it, he made so much of it. And as I began my quest this morning, I thought about, just do Michael Jackson all the way through today.
Good
and
choice.
To go through some of his songs. He's got a million of them, mm-hmm. right? And so anyway, that's what we're doing. But anyway, so I wanted to talk now about another horrific incident that occurred in the city of Milwaukee, I don't know, 5 months, 6 months ago. A 10-year-old boy with some psychological issues had asked his mom. He what do you call those things you put on your
VR?
Eye? No, you put on your eyes and it takes you Calvin, you know, it takes you to a different,
like VR goggles.
Yeah, is that what they're called?
Yeah,
VR goggles. And so this kid, you know, ordered it. He's smart enough to order it offline. His mom, he got the card, he ordered it, and she took it from him. You know, you've got a son. If he goes and does something like that, mm-hmm. he certainly shouldn't be rewarded, right?
Right.
She took it away from him. He got a gun and killed her. 10 years old. Knowing that this kid had some real emotional troubles mm-hmm. and issues. He had been seeing, his mom had been trying to get some help for him.
Yes.
And he murdered her. And he wound up, they're treating him as an adult. Your thoughts?
When I first heard this story, it really broke my heart. And one reason being is because I also have a 10-year-old son.
Right.
And I could tell just from the photos and from the stories and the news articles that this mother really loved her son.
Yes, she did.
She never gave up on him.
Right.
She never gave up on him. She knew that he had issues, that he had some mental health things going on, and she
was trying to get some
She
support.
Was always there to help him and try to get him the help that he needed. She never gave up on him. And so she tried to get him the necessary help that he needed to, you know, be a functioning 10-year-old. And for it to end this way is such a tragedy. Like, it really hit me hard. I've only heard nice things about her. You know, when you live in Milwaukee and you live in a small community, right, everybody know each other. I've heard she, you know, that she just really loved her son, and you could tell that.
Yeah, she wish she had three other right, children, so yeah.
Absolutely. And so that part broke my heart, but then it broke my heart to know that they was treating this 10-year-old, like you said, and charging him as an adult. That caused a lot of outrage, right? It was it was people on the news speaking out about it. I think it's died down a bit now, but when it first occurred, a lot of people spoke out about this 10-year-old should not be charged as an adult. This 10-year-old has his entire life ahead of him. He should not be judged at 10 years old right now, knowing the issues that he has as an adult. He deserves another chance. And I'm not saying there's no consequences for what he has done, but let him be tried in juvenile court.
There's no question that to continue to charge him as an adult is just wrong. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? And I get it. Well, he killed his mother. Mm-hmm. He's a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Right?
He is.
Part of it, again, is the accessibility that a child, if she did something wrong, it was not making sure that the gun was secured, right?
Right, right. Which we talked about in our last segment.
Yep. And in this instance,
yes,
she paid
the price
with her life.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I hate to say it, but that damage that young boy will have for the rest of his life, psychological damage, I think is the price,
yes,
that is going to be paid for that, right? The fact that this young man is going to have to deal with this as he becomes an adult, he'll never be right.
No. And he needs help.
Yes.
He needs help. He doesn't need to be trialed as an adult. He needs help.
Yeah.
Like, can we get him the help that he needs instead of trying him as an adult right now?
Well, see,
and trying to send him through this system that's not going to help him psychologically.
No, when I hear the defense saying, well, he knew what he was doing.
That's
and my response to that is, hey, we got to go to a break. When we come back, okay, We'll continue the conversation. My guest is Ms. Tiffany Nguyen. She's a marketing and communications professional and a big community advocate. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A Trump-era COVID rule that prevented migrants from entering the country expires today. CBS's Jared Hill says they're bracing at the border.
Local officials are preparing for the potential influx of more migrants by opening up unoccupied schools, making them makeshift shelters in the coming days.
Former President Trump held court at a CNN town hall in New Hampshire and said if he's elected again, he'd probably forgive January 6th rioters.
I am inclined to pardon many of them.
I can't say for every single one because a couple of them probably they got out of control.
A Dutch citizen who remains the prime suspect in the disappearance of an American teenager in Aruba in 2005 is headed for the U.S. from Peru, where he's serving prison time for murder. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Vandersloot is only expected to be in the U.S. for his trial, then head back to Peru to finish the rest of his sentence. His attorney overnight said he will fight the extradition charges.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs. It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Band.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Jamming. Oh, that's talk radio. This is not a music. Okay. Let me get back to business. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Tiffany Nguyen. She's a marketing and communications professional and a big community activist. And you know, Tiffany, something has happened in our society that I talk about a lot, and I've been around a little bit longer than you. You're a very wise young lady, but there's something rotten in our nation, and so we've got to be willing to have open conversations about it. There's no way possible that in the wealthiest nation on earth there should be so many poor people, right? Mm-hmm. Homeless people. You know, I was yesterday, I forgot where I was, and I saw three people eating out of garbage cans. I'm not fabricating this. Mm-hmm. And there are people who will say that this stuff is not true, it doesn't happen in America, you know. And all I could think about is, how can that be possible in the wealthiest nation on earth? There shouldn't ever be a situation where this occurs and where this happens. And yet we are now faced with a Republican Party on the state level that wants to cut back the SNAP programs.
Yes.
You should know a little bit about it.
So
for people who may not believe it, that there are people and families mm-hmm. who are struggling to eat in this country, let's talk a little bit about that.
I think the saddest thing that I've heard, and I was not aware of this. So many times people will criticize MPS for not shutting down, right. Like when other schools shut down and systems.
Right.
But what people may not know is one reason for that is because some children only eat when they go to school.
Yeah.
When I heard that, that was just disheartening to me, that a child family does not have enough money to feed their kids at home. They send them to school just to eat. That should not be happening. Like you said, we're the wealthiest country in the world. Like our children, all of our children, at least children, should be fed outside of school. That's just sad. It's disheartening. And I don't know, with people knowing that, how they could cut back from that.
You know, the elderly who I see, they've got in some places, they've got on poles things that kind of remind you of a birdhouse or something, and there's food in it, free food. Some churches fill those things up. Mm-hmm. And I know there's one in my neighborhood, and you see elderly people come by there to get food because otherwise they could not afford it. You see, your mom, you shop, you see what's happened to the amount of food you get for the money. Mm-hmm. It is so minuscule.
It is.
It's the cans have been downsized. They're almost like the cans that you used to get in the doll houses for girls, little girls,
yes.
Right? The cans are so, all of those things have been are so small. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, the thing that I like to do is bring it to the attention of people who may not know, because it's easy to talk about, you know, people need to stand on their own 2 feet. They need to do these kinds of things. You know, we need to do better as a society.
We do.
We need to do better as people who call themselves Christians, mm-hmm. or whatever that your religious mm-hmm. denomination is. At the root of all of it is love your fellow man as yourself, right?
Yeah.
Don't care about what the rest of it is. And if you can't feel the pain of another human being, it's why we wind up the way where we are right now. Well, my son's not. Yeah, we don't suffer that now, right? I'm not I'm not going through that. We got all the food we want, all the food we need. Yeah, and in this nation, we throw away more food. We can feed the rest of the world with the amount of food that we throw away on a daily basis.
Yes.
So we've got to be willing to look at ourselves in this country. Right? And it's not Democrat or Republican.
No.
It's human. It's the human family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And while we can't put that first above all the rest of the foolishness that people have and these things that we have, we're only on this planet for a short period of time. And man, I know it because looking at 70, I can't believe I'm looking at 70, right? Because it seems like yesterday. Mm-hmm. But so we're only here a short time. Why is it so difficult for us to be able to do what's right with a fellow human being? I know this is an answer, not just, you know, that's bigger than you.
Right, that's a loaded question.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, we should have the conversation, right?
We should. We should. Why? I often say that indifference is so dangerous. It's not hate to me.
Right.
Right. It's indifference when you just don't care. Right. And so I think there's a lot of indifference going on right now in the world. There's just indifference. It's just turning this way and not looking this way.
Yeah.
And saying, I'm going to keep going this direction and not look back. Right. Not look back to the people that really need the help, not pulling back, not grabbing them, not taking them along the way, not giving them and providing some of the things that they need, that you may have the influence and power to do that. And so indifference to me is what drives some of the issues when it comes to like poverty and poorness and people who don't have food. And that's what, to me, exacerbates all of this. It's indifference. And so I think if people, if they could take that indifference out of it, out of the equation, and really now focus, right? Just because you have something, that doesn't mean the next person has something.
Right, right.
We often like to quote Martin Luther King, the quotes
only during January.
Right, right. But, you know, I'm going to paraphrase this because I don't know it exactly, but he said, you know, that people often say, pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Right.
But what about if you don't have the boots? If you were never given the boots, you got to start with the basics. There's just certain things we have not had, that people have not had access to. So if they didn't have access to the same things you had access to, you can't blame them for being in the positions that they may wind up in life.
You know, Tiffany, and worse yet is when it starts with children. And in this society, the least we should be able to do is to make sure that the children are all right.
Mm-hmm.
You may not care much about their parents. And I've always said to people who claim, we care about the children. We really, if you really cared about the children, you would care about their parents. Because the child itself, him or her, mm-hmm. you know, don't rear themselves. You know, it takes a family to do that. But in this society, we are so polarized against people who don't have. And we are so quick, you know, to point the finger at them about, you know, they weren't able to do it. And I always say, let's stop acting like it's easy to succeed in this nation. It is not.
No. It is
you
not.
You know, it is not.
It's a lot of roadblocks and barriers, especially for certain groups of people.
Yes. And so when people say, well, I was able to make it, I'm like, good for you. Right?
Yes.
But I do know, I see so many people who try.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying every day. They're doing what we say we want people to do. And in your line of business and the kind of stuff that you've been doing, you know what I'm saying is accurate.
Absolutely.
Single mothers working 36 hours a week because they won't give them 40. Because they don't want them to get benefits. Can't do that. Working $15 an hour. Slave wage.
Mm-hmm.
With a family.
Mm-hmm.
Having to keep a roof over her children's heads, food in their stomachs, clothe them, transportation. What only magicians
yes
are able to make that happen, right?
Yeah.
And instead of saying we'll support that person, the wealthiest nation on earth, right? Instead right. of saying we'll support that person and that family, well, we're going to cut back on the SNAP benefits because, you know, people are too, they're looking for handouts.
Nobody's looking for a handout. Everybody, listen, if you give people opportunity and chance, they more than like, they will take it. Everybody I know,
right?
If you give them the opportunity and the chances and the equal access, right? That's the problem. It's the equal access that we're not dealing with. And so if you give them equal access, opportunity and chance, people will take it. People are not inherently lazy. Like, you know, they're not inherently none of those things, right? Just wanting handouts, wanting to not do anything. Everybody has this spirit within them to get up and work, to hustle, to provide. It is innate. It is something that we feel. And so we are not trying, no, you know, I hate that narrative and that story. And it's just equal access to opportunity.
You know,
and that's what we need.
In the words of a great philosopher, poet, James Brown.
James Brown.
I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I get it myself.
Yes.
That's all people want.
That's
right.
It. Mm-hmm.
Give people a fair chance, a fair, equitable chance.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I don't get. As a society, we should want people to be successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not want the people to be successful in the society?
Why would you not want people to have jobs, family supporting jobs to feed their families?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just does not make any sense.
It doesn't.
And that's a part of what I think people need to look at our nation and then really bring pressure on those who are elected to mm-hmm. do the right thing. These are American citizens, whether you like it or not.
True.
You're born in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
You are an American citizen. And so the nation should be concerned about that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
If you're tired of the government and economy only working for the wealthy, then it's time to join Our Wisconsin Revolution. Our Wisconsin Revolution's mission is to make Wisconsin a true democracy by challenging the establishment and pushing for policies that benefit the working class. Policies affecting our everyday lives, economics, the environment, and social justice. Restore education and bring fundamental change to Wisconsin and join Our Wisconsin Revolution today. Log on to OurWisconsinRev.com. That's OurWisconsinRev.com.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now that's tasty!
A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight 55. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 69. 69 Saturday with a chance for scattered showers. 60 Sunday. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Sonus disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about the man in the mirror. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, 844. 967-2789. Let them play a little bit more.
A better place. Take a look at yourself, then make a change.
All right. Take a look at yourself and make a change. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm still joined by Miss Tiffany Nguyen. She's a marketing and communications professional and engaged in the community. Look, it's Mother's Day. Right?
It is.
Let me, you know, Mother's Day, and, you know, you, any woman who's birthed a child, is a mother, and so I see, you know, I see these mothers, and we celebrate them. We give them a card if we can, right? But there are mothers who I see them, you know, and I see them. There are people who don't see them. You know, you walk right past them. But I've been gifted with the kind of spirit that sees them, right? And so it is heartbreaking to me. And so we have to do better, right? Because we can do better. And if we don't do better by them, we're never going to wind up with a nation that we can be proud of, or a nation that we claim is the greatest on earth. Because if you don't do it to the least of these, my brethren, you've also not done it unto me. And so when we're talking about all the things you and I are talking about, and I know it makes people think, but to me that's the whole purpose of having this opportunity, this great opportunity to be able to talk to people, is to get people to understand, you know, what's really important in this life. And that's making somebody else's life better.
Yes. Yes. There's a quote or something that I heard once, is that when you make somebody else's life better, it makes your life better.
Oh, like, no question.
Like, there's no question about it. You reap what you sow, right?
Yeah.
And so when you put out good in the universe, it comes back to you.
You know, Mother's Day, and they've commercialized it. And so everybody get ready, it's Mother's Day, flowers, candy, you know, dinner. But in truth, every day is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. For the work that is done, to say one day out of the year, yeah, we're going to pick it out. Mm-hmm. You know why they do that?
Commercial.
Yeah. Yes, for money.
For money.
No, and if they really did care about Mother's Day, mm-hmm, it would be every day, right?
Yes.
Hey, Mom, thank you for what you've done, what you're doing. And that, I'm sure, I'm not a mother, but I'm pretty sure that probably weighs more than that card and or that candy.
Yes, yes. It's the longevity, right? It's not just a day. You know, how are women and mothers being respected every day?
Right.
Is important. And how is everyone stepping up to give them the resources that they need to be successful and effective mothers?
Well, so here's what I don't get. In a society, the life comes through a woman. It can't come through a man. And yes, she doesn't create life herself, but the life does come through her.
That's biology, yes.
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. And she is the cultivator of the life. And so it makes sense, only makes sense to me, in my feeble mind, that what you should do if you want a better society is to make sure that the vessel that the life comes through is healthy. Right?
Yes.
Mentally healthy. And so roof over the head.
Mm-hmm.
Not stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Not living in poverty.
Not living in poverty. Mm-hmm. But yet we got people, oh, they're stealing cars. They're doing this. They're doing that. Hey, the answer is not lock them up.
No. Because we think that's the answer.
Yes. The answer is do something
about
it ahead of time, right?
Yes, yes. You make a very good point, right? Where does it start? And it starts with the home life. And it starts with if you have healthy individuals in your house, right? And that starts with the adults. Starts with the adults.
So let me say this. I'm happy that you have joined me this morning. I want to let people know you're going to be joining me more often.
Yes.
And welcome to 5:40 a.m. The Earl Ingram Show, Miss Tiffany Nguyen, who I'm happy to say is going to be spending a little more time with me and the audience. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. All right.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.